Jose Perez is a young activist with a group called Bridgemakers. He grew up in East St. Paul, and he says his community has shaped who he is now.
The east side of St. Paul is a multicultural community. I'm a son of immigrants. I'm a first generation. So poverty was extremely real, not only for myself, but for my neighbors and loved ones. But even with living in poverty, it's such a sense of community and really just strong relationships within the east side. So being an activist, organizer, it's a huge support because I'm deeply rooted into my community and the people within it. That's definitely why I am doing what I'm doing.
Growing up, Jose wanted to be an artist.
Steady asking where you at and where you going. I just want you back, and that's a fact. I know it's showing. You talk back to back, just so baby laugh.
I always was a musical kind of kid. I wasn't athletic, wasn't too academically gifted, to say the least. So I really leaned into artistry, really leaned into that as a child. And so it's deeply just a passion of mine because I love music. I love singing.
When it was time for Jose to go to high school, he attended the High School for Recording Arts. It was there that he found his interest in R&B music. He also learned a lot more about social injustice.
As a graduate of High School for Recording Arts, 80% of my school identified as African-American. So it was just like inevitable that I was related to this part of the community that got to show me more of their, not only my struggle, but the struggles that they've gone through. So as an artist, I got introduced to this activism world in accident by learning about Black culture, Black history. And it really just, once you let that cat out of the bag, it's really, you can't put it back in there.
Jose graduated high school and enrolled at St. Paul College in February of 2020, right at the start of the pandemic. Jose joined a group called Bridgemakers. Bridgemakers is an activist group for youth. One issue they worked on was changing how unemployment works in Minnesota. They wanted the state to pay unemployment insurance to high schoolers who had been laid off during the pandemic.
The sad thing is, if you dropped out of school, you would be allowed those benefits. But I'm sure that's not what Minnesota wants. We don't want to incentivize high school students to go to school. We want them to go to get their education and be able to collect the insurance that their employers have been putting aside for them. This is just ageism, because there's 17, 18, 19 year olds that are still in high school being denied these benefits, and for no fault or reason but their age.
In December of last year, Bridgemakers won their fight to get unemployment benefits for high schoolers.
Minnesota high school students who lost their jobs in the pandemic could now make up for some of those lost wages. The Minnesota Court of Appeals ruled that high school students who were laid off due to the pandemic will now be eligible for pandemic unemployment assistance. The decision will make up.
That was a huge victory for Bridgemakers, but Jose isn't done fighting for justice.
One thing about activism is that you'll definitely, with your community, there's so much to be passionate about. And there's a bottomless pit of things that you can fight for.
For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Joaquin Skinoy reporting from McGregor.
Share my life, take me from what I am, 'cause I'll never change all my colors for you.